The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. We have a lot we want to share with you today because we have a very powerful but very positive Mercury retrograde that started on the 17th. So today is the 20th when we are live streaming this. So it started a few days ago, but it'll run until March 10th. And this was interesting because it's also going to overlap with a new moon in Pisces. And so we're going to talk about how the Mercury retrograde brings opportunity for growth. There's a lot of positives. It also has been known to cause havoc and all kinds of interesting things. And I personally have experienced it myself. I mean, we had planned to talk about Mercury retrograde last week, and there was all kinds of interesting things beyond what I could do here on my end. It was just basically something throughout the whole area where we just had to change it up and move it over. And when I look back, I go, you know what? It reinforced a really important lesson that Mercury retrograde brings that I do want to share with you, because sometimes we can have a plan all day long. We're ready to go. We're all set. And something just takes it and you go out in left field and you wonder, how did I end up over here? Why did this happen? That's what Mercury retrograde can get blamed for. But it really does bring the gifts. And now bringing it in with a Pisces new moon, now we're bringing in mind, body, soul, intuition, enhancement. The Pisces new moon comes in on the 23rd. So it will overlap with this retrograde, but there's a lot of positives. So that's what we're going to focus on today. We're going to focus on, well, what does that mean? Because, gosh, you know, it can play havoc. Yes. One of the things that, and I have experienced this too, trust me, but one of the things that Mercury retrograde is very good for helping us with is we find ourselves sometimes going so fast, and it is the planet of communication. So it's all about communications. It's a very strong, influential planet when we look at it from the esoteric or astrology metaphysics, because this planet's primarily made of iron, and when it gets closer, it can get very close to us, and that iron is said to affect the electromagnetic field of Earth. So that's why we would feel it probably a little bit more, and it's very obvious, like, why isn't the internet working? Why isn't, you know, my phone doing right? Why is it that somebody misunderstands me? Why is it that I can't seem to communicate? It's bringing up and enhancing. And a retrograde means that the planet is moving backwards a little bit. So in astrology, esoteric, metaphysics, you know, that kind of thing, we're looking at, it's taking us back to review some things. In this one, it's about the communications. Now, Mercury is also more about the mind, the thoughts. That's mental, the mind, your thinking, your thoughts. You know, what are you focusing on there? The Pisces comes in, and that's more intuitive and spiritually, the inner you, the soul, really, really bringing that in. So I found it to be very interesting that mind and soul and spirit were all overlapping here for us to have great opportunities of growth. Pisces is also the last planet and 12 planets. In astrology, you're looking at the beginning of the beginning is Mars or the Aries sign, which will come after this one in March. So this is actually the last of it, and you're wrapping things up. And then when you bring in that Pisces new moon, wow, we're really connecting and aligning with our inner truth here. We're listening and communicating with that. So there's quite a bit there. Now, most people experience retrograde firsthand. Usually you experience it with the havoc and the confusion and, wait a minute, I was told and I heard, don't sign contracts and don't do this and don't do that while there's a retrograde. It's very confusing. And to some degree, it's about a 3 week. It averages about 3 weeks. And it's a good idea to basically slow down. It really, when a planet goes retrograde, it wants you to slow down a little bit and think about this area of life. And think about if you're rushing through anything that has to do with communications, it's time to rethink and process and see if there's a better way that you could do that. Are you even, and when it's overlapping with Pisces, with the new moon here, that your soul being involved, are you even listening to what your soul is saying to you? That one's a big one. When we go too fast, that's when we can feel more of the energy of the retrograde causing everything to seem to go awry, okay? When we slow down and we put a little bit more intention into applied thought, is the way I would put it, instead of rushing through and scrambling and feeling like you're barely keeping up, it, you know, slowing down and bringing that balance in, it's like, you know what? I really had this big plan for the day and that just didn't work. When you go with it, which is what I had to do last week, when you just go with it, then you allow the universe to show you and unfold some different experiences. And yes, I was ready to do everything last week, but no, the universe said we have something else in mind. And I went, you know what? I've got to just go with this. Just got to go with it. So I did that all last week, all this past week. And it was amazing. So I can say firsthand, when you find that you're going through life and you just are trying to keep up and you don't feel, you're scrambling, you're running in circles, you're doing this, you're doing that, you're jumping through the hoops, you're doing all this crazy and you just feel like, Mercury will slow you down. And if you don't slow down intentionally, it can throw a hiccup in there to slow you down. Let's put it that way. And it's not to punish you. It's not to cause problems. It's to get your attention into an area that could use a little bit of balance. Maybe you need a break and you haven't given yourself one. Maybe the perfectionism is having some practice to go with the flow a little bit more. There's quite a bit that'll come with that. So if you were to just look at life and go, you know, I've just got to be a little more flexible with this, that's what retrogrades will do. So as we go through the show, we're going to really look into this. Now that Pisces new moon coming, that's a soul diving thing. That goes deep. You're going introspect. Your intuitive abilities will be more heightened. Pisces always has this spiritual energy and it flows through life. You flow into different frequencies. You just feel that flow of life if you allow yourself to go with that energy. Sometimes we fight it. You know, we're just like, no. Got to keep going the way it was. That's when it'll feel bumpy. It really will. It will feel bumpy if you do it that way. I know. I've tried. Tell me. Yeah, I really started to practice as I've gotten older. It took a few, but as I've gotten older, I've, you know, practiced. I'm like, well, I really don't like the school of hard knocks. I prefer to learn with easier lessons. And so I just, instead of getting all upset about it and things changed on your plan, going, you know what? There's something in here that I can learn from this. There's something here that if I just pull back and kind of go with this, I'm gonna find that I'm glad I did. I'm gonna be glad that the Mercury retrograde is helping me out here. I know that that can sound confusing, but we will work with that. And if you've had any experiences already, it really feels like the entire month has had a retrograde experience because there is a lot going on. I even was reading some research that there's quite a bit of solar flare going on. That affects us too. So if you've been feeling extra tired or very restless nights, you're not sleeping, things like that. Yep, there you go. I mean, things like that will cause some of this to happen. So we want to talk about that a little bit. We want to talk about, okay, you know, how can I just not get so upset when it changes on me? You know, I'm trying to get something going. Absolutely, you can get something going, but we're learning how to do it a better way, a different way. But we have to break down the barriers of the old ways sometimes to make progress move forward. So that's really what retrograde helps us do. So that's the topic for today. I see everybody starting to line up over there in the YouTube chat. So I want to welcome everyone to the show. Hello to you. Great to see you guys there. And welcome to the show. We're also live streaming on Facebook through our network, Transformation Talk Radio, and all the different audio networks out there. You can check out any of these or any of the other ways you can listen. My website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. We're going to take a quick break, then we're going to come back. We're going to really start diving in, and I'm going to go see what everybody's putting out there. I see all kinds of stuff going on here in the chat. I'm Dr. Jen. You are listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Have you ever wondered what your pets think about? Do you know what your pets are saying to you? Dr. Monica will be your pet's translator to help you understand what your pets are trying to communicate to you. Enhance the bond with your furry friends on Pets Talk with pet communicator Dr. Monica each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Dr. Monica, visit PetCommunicator.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the show. Now let's dive into Mercury retrograde here in this Pisces new moon and what we can do to make the most of this when things happen. So welcome, everyone. I see a few people already writing some comments over in the YouTube. So I want to welcome everyone that's showing up over there. It's great to see you guys. Karen saying she felt the uneasiness instead of fear. So she gave that confusion to God. His intentions for me are far superior to mine. It's a great attitude. That's a great way to go. It's going with, you know what? In spiritual terms, a lot of times we hear that we have to surrender to something, and you just, it's opening up and being flexible with maybe there is a better way, and they're just showing me that. See, Mercury's communicator will show you that. Let's see, Raven, is she feeling the intuition heighten? Yes, you will. Maybe the energy that's building up. Very much so. Intuition will be heightened with a Pisces. Anytime Pisces is involved, it will do that. So let's go over some of the little highlight points of what we can expect in these next few weeks. Now, we're already in it. It started 3 days ago. So you're in the thick of it with the retrograde if you haven't already been experiencing it. And believe it or not, they come 3 or 4 times a year. Retrogrades come more often, but they really are opportunities for us to reset, get back on track. If we were getting too far off track, that's what the purpose of them are. So that really helps us. So, you know, now Mercury's the planet of communication. I said that. And it's about your mind and your thought processes. Okay. It's about thinking clearly. If you're feeling scattered all over the place, Mercury's here to help. And it will probably feel like you're just running into one brick wall after the other till you slow down. Like I was saying earlier, it'll have you like slow down so you can get adjusted with that. So that I find that is quite interesting where I'm like, whoa, okay, slow down. What am I doing? So you can get regrounded. Grounding and meditation are one of the best things you can do when you start feeling the chaos and the confusion a little bit, because you want to think clearly. That's what it's here to help you do. And it will help you if you're going too fast, you're rushing, you're not thinking things through. And think about communications. How many times have you been in conversations and somebody will ask you how you are, and then when you go to answer, they're not even listening? Or reversed, is somebody asking how you are, or you've asked them and they're replying and you're not listening because you're rushing and you're thinking ahead so fast about what you're going to say next, that you didn't even hear what they said. Everybody's done it. We all do it in this crazy, fast-paced world. It's harder to do in this retrograde. So think about, oh, you know what? I really should try to listen better, right? Okay. Now, also, it's going to help you go deeper, okay? Now, the Pisces started in the sign of Aquarius. That's a mental air sign thinking anyway. And then it's going to go into the deeper hidden areas of your mind, you know, the deeper recesses, the deeper unseen parts, you know. You'll go in, you'll feel like you're being a bit analytical with that a little bit. That would have been in the last week, you probably would be feeling that. But it really helps you start to reflect on communication. If you're a good communicator, could I be better? Could I be listening better? Could I be expressing myself differently? Do I need to just slow down and pay more attention to the little things in life? Because that's part of it too. Listening to the smaller things in life, the nuances that pop up. When your intuition kicks in, you're going to miss all of that with Pisces coming in and intuition. If you're going so fast, you're missing all the messages. We are asking, we're praying angels help us, we're praying to God to help us, we're asking the universe to help us, however it is you go with that. And then we're not slowing down enough to listen and just let it go and move on. This is very common. We all do it. I mean, we have to just stay in check with that, because that's what I truly believe. When I've done that and I've made the intention to go, you know what, I need to work on this. I need to ground. I need to slow down. I need to take some deep breaths and listen better. You see, you need to listen better. That's what it does. It's like listening better, because it can get chaotic. Also, It's how we access our mind, how we use our mind. What are we intentionally putting our focus on? I hear it all the time with law of attraction, people struggling with, you know, they're always worried about everything that's going wrong. That's what they're focusing on, and they don't understand why they can't change it up. The mind is a very powerful tool. It is a very powerful tool. This communication stuff is extremely important when it comes to relationships of all types, whether they're personal, romantic, business, the relationship with your own soul. This is a very important tool. So we don't want to be wasting all this mental focus on things that aren't serving us any longer, that aren't doing us any good. We want to move on. We want to move forward. We're also in 2020, and this is a big transformative year. Yes, again, because we're going through a big shift. We're going through a big shift to live from a higher dimension frequency, a different perspective on life, to live a better life, to put away all of the things that just don't work anymore. We're seeing it every day. You're going to see all that chaos. You're going to see all of that. Then you're also going to see, if you put your intention there, you will also see the amazing, beautiful, transformative things that are happening in a positive way in the world. That's happening just as much, if not more. But where's the focus? If all you're putting the focus on is the other, then that's what you're going to see. I mean, you see that all the time in, you know, news, media, whatever. You see that. So when Mercury travels through a Pisces retrograde, you might feel the intuition kicking in. Your psychic sense wakes up. I mean, you are just starting to feel more aware that there's something else beyond right here in front of you. You're feeling that more. You're going to notice more. The dreams can be interesting. Dreams, you think about, I hear it all the time. People don't think they're creative. Well, your dreams are. Have you ever noticed that? You don't think you're a creative mind, or maybe you are, but then it's like, I'm not that creative. Your mind is very creative. And dreams can process energy you're not processing in the wake hours. So they're helping you. I mean, if we didn't dream, I don't know if any of us would be very stable. So dreaming is good for you. It helps to process energy. That's very good, but there's little symbols and they're very metaphoric. And it's like, wow, that was the weirdest dream ever. What does that relate to? It's fun to go tapping into dreams and see what they're saying to you. There's lots of information in dreams that reveal things from your inner world. And so you may find that you're going to have more dreams happening. Also, you might be feeling the urge to find a creative outlet. You might find that your mind is foggy, you can't focus, you're tired all the time, and then you just can't seem to get straight on some of the things that you normally do. But if you were to just find a creative outlet, it might just be redesigning your flower bed or reorganizing your kitchen or painting a picture or doing a craft or just coming up with a new way of doing anything, you know, maybe a new route. All of that is creative mind. All of that is creative. Anything that you're coming up with something brand new, that's creative. It could be just a new idea of something, you know, but that you might find that you are drawn to that more. That's Pisces energy popping in. Because that's all right brain. Pisces is very right brained, really. I mean, we're talking spirituality and creativity and soul and inner, you know. So now, and it's interesting because the retrograde's working with the mind and the thought, which is more of your logic thinking, and they're overlapping. You want them to work together. You want the soul to work with the ego side of us. You want the ego to cooperate with the soul when it wants to create and find a new path for something. And this energy is putting them together for them to learn how to coexist, because that's what will soar and take us to new heights. That's a wonderful experience. So if you find that you're running into some obstacles with the retrograde, just slow it down. That is one of the best things I can give you as advice, is to just, I need to just take a step back, wait 10 seconds before I speak. That's that 10 second rule we talk about. It really does. I mean, you might find that all of a sudden, out of random, where did that come from? You have a weird reaction to something, or somebody else does, or something just completely got misunderstood. It'll happen sometimes. You just pull back and realize, you know what? Let me just pay attention to what I can learn from this. It's really important. You might find that you're reflecting back on past events, or past, you know, anything that might have been difficult for you, and things are popping up that you need to readdress or heal, release, let go. Things like that can happen. Your willpower. I want to talk about the willpower. Your willpower is extremely powerful. I mean, it is the fuel that ignites the mind and the thought. And you talk about here, the power of the mind, the power of the mind. And in Law of Attraction, we talk about it a lot, because the power of your thoughts are part of how you're creating something. But what fuels that? Your willpower to stay in the game. Where's your willpower? Do you have any? Of course you do. But some of us think, well, you know, no, I don't. Yeah, you do. You just have to open it up, wake it up, and put it to use. Everybody has it. I know some of us don't feel like we do, but you do. We all have the same tools we can access. Nobody's denied that. They are not denied that. Not from the soul's perspective. Everybody has that. Your mind is very, very powerful. Now, it can be very motivating, and then sometimes you can feel like you pushed really hard and you're tired and you're running. That's where Mercury's coming in to balance that again. You might feel like, I'm working so hard and I'm trying so hard. Maybe it's not push something so hard, but flow with it a little bit more. Maybe you need to slow it down a little bit. Sometimes you just actually need to slow it down and just, you know, process each step a little bit more before you rush to the next one. Or are we multitasking so many things that we're not doing any one thing well? Yep, there you go. So things like that, when, you know, I mean, basically you have your perspective of the world and somebody else has their perspective of the world. And sometimes they clash, sometimes they don't. But where your focus is and where your beliefs are your perspective in your world, which is what you will see in your reality. So there's a lot with that. I mean, remember, like Einstein said, you can't solve the problem with the same mind that created it. He's talking about changing your perspective, changing your thought. Then you can find a new solution. This is an opportunity to do that when you have a Pisces and a retrograde, because you can go and review back. So that's good stuff. Now, I do want to talk about the new moon as well. So give me one second. Let me catch up on some of the, before we go into the new moon, what we have Karen is saying, it got rocky looking for another place to live, but I refused to give that any energy, the confusion, and it came to a beautiful end with me in the right, safe place. Good news. Good for you. Awesome to you. Kudos. Hello, Veronica. Good morning. I believe the angels have been showing me that I'll marry my partner. Nothing has changed in the physical realm. How can I be sure it is the angels and not wishful thinking? Ah, that's a good question, Veronica. Let me address that. First of all, when it comes from the divine and you're aligning with your soul, your soul's intentions, it will be consistent. The doors are swinging open wide, and we don't have to force anything. We don't have to make something be. Another thing is it's consistent messages that don't change. So if it's in alignment with your path, because the angels are going to align with your desire too in your path, because, you know, they're not doing everything for you. They're assisting you with what you've chosen and what your soul path is. But when we're aligned with that, it just flows. I mean, when we align, a lot of times people don't understand that, because sometimes when we align with our soul path, you'll see a bunch of doors shutting. And we're thinking, but I thought that was part of it. And if we're aligning with the soul path, it will close the things that out of the way that need to go away. And then, but other things will open up because it's showing you go this way. This is the path that will be the highest and best outcome for you. Angels will guide you in that. It will be consistent. It will flow. I'm not saying there won't be challenges because this is what this world is about. I'm not saying it will be like, oh, I just sit back and everything just falls into perfect place. It's being aware that, okay, I'm going through here and I'm going to allow the universe to show me. The angels are guiding and it's like, okay, this is closing off and this isn't working out, or this is working out quite well. That's how you know. So that, to answer the question, she feels that that's going in that direction, and it will just, you don't have to force anything. You don't have to fret about it, because that actually puts a fear in it and locks things down. So just allow it to unfold and show you, because it will be very consistent. And the message doesn't change when it comes from the divine or the our angels. When it's all chaotic and it keeps changing and it's this and it's all over the place, or you just feel just overwhelmed, they don't do that. No, I've never seen where they do that. They bring it and they just bring it back down to a logical, spiritual based, okay, just keep your feet on the ground, take your deep breath, you're going to be fine. That's how I have always experienced angel guidance in my life, or my spirit guides, or anything like that, when I just allow it. And sometimes I am surprised by a turn of events that I wasn't expecting, but I know that it's like, well, that's happening for a reason. I guess it wasn't meant to be, or something like that. But I'm not saying that that's happening for you. I'm just saying that's how you know. That's how you know that it will, that it's where it's coming from. That's what I wanted to answer. So Karen is also saying, I noticed how healing has been coming in for me. It's all been grouped together. Relationships are healing. Heart heals. That's fantastic to hear. Good news. Yes, you want to keep focusing and building on that. So when you see that you've worked to shift a perspective like Karen is talking about here, then if you just go with that flow and you keep your thoughts there versus the way it was, you're going to keep building that stronger. So definitely go with that. So let's move on. Let's see what time we got. Okay, let's move on to the Pisces new moon. Let's talk about that new moon coming up on the 23rd a little bit. You'll still be in this retrograde, so you kind of got an idea of how that retrograde is going to be. But now this falls on the 23rd. Now this one takes us even deeper into the side of our soul. This one takes you deep. I call it soul diving. You know, it reminds me of, you know, those pearl divers that just go deep. Soul diving. I mean, you're going deep and connecting deep within the depths of your soul and what you came here to do, what your soul has to say. So these are really beautiful opportunities to tap into soul purpose. Where am I going with this? Where is my happiness here? Happiness is a state of mind, really. It's not you're going to achieve it by doing something. It's you decide you're going to be happy. I know. And you're like, well, how am I going to be happy with all these problems going on? I practiced this once, because when I had tough things going on, I decided I'm going to be happy anyway. I'm just going to be happy. You know, I know that sounds a little strange if you're going through something, but I just started working with that. And then it started to shift the outer world, because I chose with the thought to shift where I want it to be. It's not wait till it's all the way you want it in the world and then you're going to be happy. It's the opposite, because your thoughts create the reality. So you want the thought to be happy to create the happy. You see, that's a quick, simple way of explaining that. But I've tried this many, many times and it does work. And the more I do it, the better things are. So I wanted to make sure I told you that. So when you are in a Pisces new moon, this is a good moment to meditate, to stop, to take that deep breath, to just close your eyes for a moment and just feel who you are. Literally, feel who you are, like with your emotion, like Like, what are you sensing about yourself? What do you feel? Where are you? You know, who are you? These are things that you would ask. And there's quite a bit there. I mean, it's a sign that can feel a little bit emotional at times because it's very spiritual. But it will take you deep into, who am I? Why am I here? What can I accomplish? And this is not to be heavy. It's to bring the soul's purpose to the top so it can shine out into the world. Retrograde will help you communicate with that message. You see how this is a beautiful alignment? This really is a beautiful alignment. This is actually perfect the way this is working out. It's going to ask you to go deeper. It's going to ask you to go into those areas that maybe you're not that comfortable with, where you judge yourself, where your self-critic is, and challenge it, question it. Like, why are you being so self-critical about the things that you've tried? Or maybe they didn't work out, but that doesn't mean it's a failure. That means it's just a redirection. Maybe it's time to look at those memories. Memories can pop up, memories maybe that you don't like, but memories, pains, triggers, dreams, yeah, all of that. This is soul diving. This is going in there deep. Pisces is really good for that. Likes to go swimming into those deep recesses. But that's where we can find some of the best gems. That's the gems of your soul, these beautiful aspects of who you are that you want to bring back up to the surface. You want to bring that back out. You want to put that out into the world with your life. And some of it, you'll go in there and like, why am I so worried about what other people think when I make a choice that's right for me? I know that's a big one to get past, but when you do, there's such freedom in just being who you truly are. Believe it or not, most people wish they could be, and there's my co-host. Hello, that's Emmy. She'll stop in a minute. There's nothing I can do with that volume. And she's in another part of the house. So when you you hear that? You guys hear Emmy? That's Emmy. sorry about that. Okay, where was I? Oh, gosh, that's distracting to me, too. All right, maybe I needed to slow down and take a deep breath there. When we have deeper things in our soul, when you go in there and you grab those are going to be some of the most important life lessons, some of the most important keys, answers that you've been searching for your whole life. So it's worth the effort to take a moment here and there in this kind of energy and just listen and think about it. Don't avoid things like that, but just process them. Just think about them. Like, why am I being like that? Why do I feel like that? Why do I believe the way I do? Is that mine? Do I really feel like that's supporting me? These are good questions to ask. Your intuition is going to be very heightened in a time like this. So you want to go with that. So with that, I want you to think about that a little bit more. I'm going to take a quick break before we wrap up the show. And really think about what would you ask your soul, if you could personify it that way, if you were to dive deep and go on this journey, what would you ask? We're going to do a little bit of that when we come back. I want to take you through a little bit of a short meditation on what you can do with this energy. Hopefully, maybe, if she stops barking. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will see what we can do with that. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Tales from the Merworld with Amira Bath, exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria. Airing every second and fourth Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tales from the Merworld Radio, is a blend of mythology, theology, and ancient history, and Amira's own soul channelings. Are you ready to explore and validate the possibility that we are much more than our earth bodies? Amira Bath's Tales from the Merworld Radio holds safe space discussions for remembrances and memories of topics like multidimensional existences and simultaneous lives. Together, we will be raising our vibrations through stimulating conversations and the opening and releasing of the remembrance of our soul purposes for this incarnation. Join me, Amira Bath, for Tales of the Merworld Radio.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune in to All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Okay, guys, we are back for the last segment. Now, I told you before she's calmed down now, so I think we're good. I told you before we went to break that I want to walk you through this quickly. Now, I want you to think about if you close your eyes, you might be feeling some things that are going on in your life. You might be feeling pretty good. Either way, close your eyes and just acknowledge wherever you are, whatever it is, positive, negative, whatever you might be feeling. And I want you to ask, we're going to allow with protection around us, Michael, Archangel Michael is beautiful for that protection. And you take those deep breaths, and when you take that deep breath in, you're taking life in, and you're just going, you know what? I am here. I am present. It's an honor to be a part of this experience of this world right now. You chose to be here going through this incredible time of transformative change everywhere. Acknowledge that, you know, you're one of those that, you know, is here to do it. That's huge in itself. And I want you to go a little bit deeper, and I want you to just think to the center of who you are. You're breathing and you're just relaxing, and you feel your energy all the way down to the bottom of your feet. That will ground you in. And it's a thank you. Thank you that I am here. Thank you that you are there for me. You watch over. I'm guided. I intend, this is you speaking, I intend to listen. I intend to stop and pay attention better. I intend to notice the little messages that you send all the time, these intentions. You're claiming these intentions. And as you're going further into this beautiful experience, you acknowledge that, yeah, there's some things in there I don't care for that really aren't helping me, such as feeling guilt or the self-critic or perfectionism or any of these things that you feel just constantly pop up for you with that intention. It's like, I just want to release all these things. I want to cut the cord to this and I want to let it go because I am more valuable than this entire experience on earth. I'm here for something great. I'm here to experience life in this journey. I'm not a punching bag, right? I know you feel that way sometimes, but you have to honor from inside. And sometimes when we've gone through tough things in life, we actually will take on those things and start doing them to ourselves. And you don't have to do that. And if you start from inside and you see these wounds or these pains, these triggers, these repetitive patterns that really just are not helping you at all right now, you have the opportunity to just hand it over. I like to visualize handing it over to Michael. Let him just carry it away. And then when you hand it over, you got to let go and let him carry it away. And then shield and protect you. And so you can stay focused on your energy that's a beautiful light in the world, not what is going on outside of you. Remember that shield, we're shifting it to be a little bit more. We're still putting a protective shield up, but we're not focusing on what's going on the outside and the chaos. We're focusing on what we're doing on the inside, because that's how we build that strength from the soul out. That shines, that's powerful, and you can light the world, walk through the world, and experience a different reality. You will still see the world have unexpected things happen, okay? Things will still happen, but you will handle it differently. You will have a different approach to it that creates a completely different experience. Even when the challenging things happen, it will be a different experience. This Pisces energy with this retrograde gives you opportunity to feel motivated, confident, ready to step out of that comfort zone, really start those new beginnings, because that creative energy really is itching to start something new, to just feel empowered to be you and like it, to be who you are. That's why you're here, to be you, not anything but who you are. And, you know, we fight that and we struggle with it. But, you know, more and more people are starting to feel the same way. We have energy coming from lots of different planets here. We have Mars driving ambition. We have Uranus is driving the feeling of, I want freedom and independence to do my own thing. We have Pisces connecting us with the soul. We have the retrograde helping us review, are we listening? Are we tapping in? Are we communicating? We want to open our hearts. We don't want to be afraid to open our hearts and let all these incredible hidden talents, hidden aspects of who you are, fly out into the world, because that's a beautiful thing. You want to bring those to the surface. This is opportunity to do that with this new moon. This is opportunity to take a step forward and finalize and clear out all that old stuff, because this is the last of it. This is like finalizing all those things. Reflect back, because we're about to step into all brand new, all the brand new stuff. It's already been coming in, but you will really start to feel it. It's starting to shift a lot. Remember, if you are feeling some fatigue or some of the ascension symptoms is what they're called, fatigue seems to be a big one. Sometimes some dizziness, make sure, you know, nothing medically is going on. But if you're feeling some things for absolutely no reason, it might be time to just ground. A lot of times grounding and meditation is one of the best things you can do. A lot of times when you're flushing out old energies, lots of water, good fresh water is good for you to drink. Clearing your energy field, clearing your home, clearing your environment. And with intention, any of your techniques that you like to do for clearing, you can ask Michael to do that, and he can work with you on that. Some people like to burn the sage. Some people just like to burn candles. Sometimes Sometimes you just want to take the salt bath. All these different things are physical things you can do to help you connect the energy, to move the energy through. Believe it or not, all of these self-care things that you're doing for yourself are part of energy healing, because you're moving energy. You're moving out the old energy that's not helping anymore. So you're making room for all the new energy that wants to come in and lift you, raise your frequency, show you the new perspectives, show you a different way that you could do things better. You could do things that you've been wanting to do and you never would do them because you didn't think you could. And now you're finding that, wait a minute, maybe I can do these things. All of this is the gift in a Mercury retrograde going through with a Pisces new moon. If you didn't think that was a lot, there's a lot. Solar flares going on. I mean, all the electromagnetic field being affected. And I have not looked, but I would imagine that that Schumann resonance that measures the electromagnetic field right now, if that was going on with solar flares, is spiking again. It's been doing that for a few years, but keeps going up. You have an electromagnetic field. In energy healing, everything that is affecting your energy, and if you're highly sensitive or intuitive, you feel these slight differences. You feel the little slight shifts of energy. I can feel it when I'm around somebody and they go from happy to angry all of a sudden, and they haven't said anything. They're being polite, which is okay. But I might notice that, okay, they just changed on me really quick. I do not invade that. That's their business, not mine. They can change their mind all they want to. You might be somebody that feels that if you're highly sensitive, you're feeling all these people shifting back and forth and they're chaotic. That doesn't mean that that's yours. Remember, you want to keep tabs on what's yours. I highly recommend a daily, at least once a day, twice a day, if things are really chaotic for you, to clear your energy. Take a couple of minutes to clear your energy. Ask for that clearing, ask for that protection. But don't be afraid to go out in the world. If you've cleared all the stuff that's causing the problem and you've got the protection, why are you so afraid to go out in the world and be who you are? That's something that this energy will help you figure out, because those answers are deep within you. And I really want everyone to know this is an opportunity to find and discover incredible value in who you are. Your soul is going to show you how valuable you are and how amazing you actually are that you didn't believe you were. It's going to show you that you're deserving. It's going to show you that you belong where you are, and you have the potential for anything. So the potential, the drive, the motivation, the natural gifts that we bring in, everybody's got them. But if you don't give it the time of day or even take it seriously, how are you going to know? How are you going to know? You're talking about going within yourself. This isn't going to come from outside of you. It's going to come from inside you. So I'm trying to give you those tools to go deep inside. So we're about out of time, guys. For some reason, Mercury retrograde, I stopped receiving any of the chats. So I don't know. It just says unable over on my end. So if you've been writing, maybe it'll come in later. I'm not ignoring you. I'm just not seeing anything else. Also, at 1 o'clock today, Eastern, for Angel Retreat Gold members, we have a live Angel Gallery reading session. So we'll go in depth and do some deeper readings. That's for the Angel Gallery, Angel Retreat Gold members, gold memberships. Everything's in your membership on the website. If you want to go in, it'll show you how to tap into that call. I want to say thank you for supporting the show. I want to thank you for tapping in and being a part of the show family. I just want to say thank you for being who you are. And as you're going on this journey and you're growing and evolving, don't stop now. We're just getting started. This is going to be an amazing 2020 year of big change. Don't be afraid of change. Let the universe show you how great it can be. I want to say thank you so much. Just stay in the game. Don't give up. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.